It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
As parts of the country bake in the heat, power companies worry about energy demand.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Much of the Midwest and eastern parts of the country are expected to swelter again today in near record-breaking heat. 96 degrees expected in New York today, 98 in Detroit, 99 in Philadelphia, and 100 in Washington. That's where Marketplace's John Dimsdale is, reporting on how utility companies are trying to keep up with the cooling demands.
Air conditioners in many parts of the country are working all day and all night.
This morning when I looked at the thermometer outside my house, it was 78 degrees at 6 o'clock.
Ray Dotter lives outside Philadelphia. He also happens to work for the country's largest electricity transmission grid, PJM Interconnection. PJM covers all the territory between Newark, New Jersey and Richmond, Virginia, and that's where temperatures today and tomorrow will be 100 or more degrees. Dotter expects today's electricity demand will be close to an all-time record. And yet he says it could have been worse.
If the economy had recovered more than it has, you'd see even higher uses of electricity.
If factories were running more, he says, they'd be taxing the power system. While Dotter says his grid is ready for the demand, the power will be expensive. When demand peaks, suppliers rely on all available generators, including older, inefficient plants and those that use more costly fuels like natural gas. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Well, let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now by an average of 1%. The Dow up 146 points at 12,718. More people applied for first-time jobless benefits last week, according to the Labor Department, meaning layoffs are on the rise, and the job market is still pretty weak. AT&T reported this morning a 2.2% quarterly revenue increase. That's better than expected. But the carrier said it lost some customers when Verizon started offering the iPhone. We got word today of a $29 billion deal that'll combine Express Scripts and Medco Health. Both firms manage health insurance prescription benefits. There could be a deal as early as today between NFL owners and the football players who've been locked out of team offices for months now because of a labor dispute. Now, the season isn't scheduled to start until the fall, but it's already costing Las Vegas sports betting millions of dollars. Chad Millman is editor-in-chief at ESPN, the magazine. He's with us now from Bristol, Connecticut. Hi, Chad.
How are you?
I'm doing well. We're still weeks away from the start of the NFL season, though. Why are we talking about lost money in Las Vegas?
Because what happens in Las Vegas is when the schedule is made in April, that's when bookmakers put up the week one lines. People can start betting those immediately. And what's happened is because of the lockout, they haven't been able to put up the week one lines because they didn't know if there was going to be a season. And there's just been a lot less action because people don't want to tie their money up or make investments on a team if there isn't going to be a season.
What kind of lost money are we talking about, you know, roundabout figure in Vegas?
The smaller books probably lost $1 million total. Plus, you're talking about the trickle down that happens when people come in to bet on their favorite team. They also might make a bet on a Major League Baseball game that is happening that night or an NHL playoff game. Think about some of the bigger books, you can double that. So if you multiply that by all the sports books that are in Las Vegas, then you're talking about $10 million total.
Do you think odds and bets will be any different because of this lockout?
Long term, absolutely not. But I think initially there are these bets called the over-unders and the totals. What happens is you bet on the total number of points that will be scored in a game.
Right.
Teams might not be up to speed because they haven't had the past 4 or 5 months to really work together and build a chemistry. So the totals will be much lower than they normally are. And I think a lot of people are going to try to take advantage of the fact that you'll see numbers that are much lower than they normally have been to start a season.
Do bookies already have their odds ready? I mean, how soon after this lockout ends, presuming
it ends,
they'll be
ready to go.
They're like immediately.
instantly. I mean, some guys just have to push a button. Some places might be more judicious with their studies and might wait to see where some of the bigger name trades that have been talked about, how those play out before they put up their season win totals. And then certainly week one lines, those will be ready to go instantly.
Chad Millman, editor-in-chief of ESPN the magazine. Chad, thanks.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu. For the latest business news, go to marketplace.org and click on the newsletters tab to get business and economic news delivered to you daily, right now to your inbox.
China is notorious for all its counterfeit products like handbags and clothes, even electronic gadgets. But now some Chinese forgers are moving on from faking products to faking entire stores. From Hong Kong, here's the BBC's Andrew Wood.
Officially, there are only four Apple stores in mainland China, two in Beijing and two in Shanghai. So residents in southern China were surprised this week to find an Apple store open up in the city of Yunming. The computers look real enough. The shop, one American blogger living in Yunming wrote, had a classic Apple store winding staircase, and the employees all wore the blue Apple store uniform shirts. But the paint job wasn't up to the standard she expected from Apple. Matt Iglesias is a liberal reporter at the Center for American Progress. He was recently in China, and he came across another fake Apple store in a different city, Yiwu.
Well, I would say the biggest clue actually was the packaging of the products, which was all written in English, you know, as if it wasn't actually designed to be sold in the Chinese market.
Incredibly, reports are that the employees of the fake store even thought they actually worked for Apple. In Hong Kong, I'm the BBC's Andrew Wood for Marketplace.
And finally, a British jewelry designer says he's created the world's most expensive yacht. Stuart Hughes claims the 98-foot boat is worth $4.5 billion, with a B. The yacht's exterior, dining room, rails, anchor, and sleeping quarters are all made of thousands of pounds of gold and platinum. Some yachting enthusiasts say the boat is way overpriced, though, because it's missing something the previous most expensive yacht had. Its own missile defense system. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. You can see pictures of that yacht, by the way, at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau opens for business Thursday, so it's hiring.
We have people on staff today whose other alternatives within the private sector are, and I am not exaggerating, 5 times, 10 times, or 20 times the level of compensation that they are able to command here.
I'm Kai Rizdal. The costs of protecting consumers, next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
A lot of people spend a lot of money on things like skincare, fast fashion, and even surgery, all in the name of self-improvement. But as the price of perfection rises, when is it time to call it quits? I'm Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable, a podcast from Marketplace. This season, we dig deep into the financial trappings of self-care and the real motivations behind our spending choices. Listen to This Is Uncomfortable wherever you get your podcasts.